What's up, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors? We're back for another episode of Simple Man Talks. I'm your host, Blaine, and this is episode 10. Yes, we have finally reached 10 episodes. We may have skipped a couple weeks in between, but we still got to 10. Joining me today is the one and only Miss Kayla Thompson. How are you, ma'am?
Good. I'm doing great. You sound like a robot, but let's do it.
Well, you know what? Look, just because my intros are always the same and consistent and good, keep in mind, doesn't mean you have to knock on them.
No, it's just because your heart lessons soulless.
That is a very true statement. So how have you been this past week? I know we had to take a break from recording. But what's been going on in the life of our fearless leader, Kayla Thompson?
Well, I went to Phoenix, Arizona for the past couple of days for a Turning Point convention where I got trained on how to be a good Turning Point member.
Really?
And leader. Yes. I saw a couple of speakers. I saw Charlie Kirk do his podcast. I saw Curt Schilling, the Red Sox pitcher. I'm freaking in love with him.
Are you? Are you really, really in love with him?
Yes, I'm really, really in love with him. His speaking ability is impeccable. You know, he might be a Red Sox fan, but like, you know, let's go Mets. But
that's such a Jersey thing to say.
Let's go Mets.
Yeah. Because you're from Jersey. I mean, some of the things that you say are just so Jersey. Like, I hate barbecue. Or, like, the only thing I want to eat is pizza. Or, like, I don't know. It's just your whole Twitter feed is just so Jersey.
I am all Jersey all the time. All Northern.
And that's what's wrong with you. So, without getting any further into that, it sounds like you had a pretty productive week. So, you'll never guess what kind of topic I've been asked to talk about.
Oh, no.
And you
what
have all...
topic?
And you, of all people, are the one and only person that I want to bring on to talk about this. Can you guess what it is?
Oh, yay. Relationships?
Oh, man, you got it right. Boy, you're good. So, I've had...
Listen.
I've had a couple people actually ask me in person, which is fine. I don't mind if y'all see me in public and be like, hey, you should talk about this. But... I highly encourage you to go check out our Twitter at Proud Political and suggest what we should talk about on here if you want to hear something certain or anything else. So I got asked this weekend. I got asked why someone's boyfriend always played video games. Like,
oh, you got to live that gamer life. Well, gamer life, 10 out of 10. Girls come second.
But, like, you know, I asked, like, are all guys like that? And, like, does that mean, like, I'm not doing something right?
Listen. Her boyfriend is trying to save the world in his own video game. Like, he's saving the world. He doesn't have time to hold her hand or, like, give her hugs or, like, you know, give her kisses or any attention whatsoever. He's saving the fucking world.
But what if it's, like, Grand Theft Auto or something?
What was that?
What if it's, like, GTA or something?
Listen, you know, then he's making that bank. He's making that bank to tanker on a nice date.
So I think you and I can both come to the conclusion that it's nothing that she's doing. It's just that that's his time of solitude before he gives her attention.
Hell yeah. And honestly, if he does it all the time and it becomes a problem, get on the game and play video games with him. I'm sure he won't mind that.
And, you know, the second point I'm going to bring up, and probably this will be the last point I'll bring up, is another friend of mine asked me why I don't know about all guys, but I do this too personally, and I know this is kind of TMI, but like, I got asked why dudes shit so much.
Because they're eating all that crap.
You know, no, that's not right, because I eat healthy, and I think I have a very...
No, you don't.
I have a very healthy movement. Okay, how many times do you go a day?
So
on average, on average, what is a normal number?
Guys eat so much, and they eat so quickly, that I'm like, the fact that you haven't destroyed your digestive system already is a miracle.
Okay, my roommate only took one, like, once a month.
Okay, I'm going to call him and make sure he goes to the doctor.
It's okay, I've told him plenty of times, he's fine. But my question to you is, what do you consider a normal number? My normal number is 3.
A month?
No, like a day.
Oh. I think technically you're supposed to go once a day.
Once? But like, why only once? That just never made sense to me, I guess, since I'm normal and, like, healthy. Like, I've always seen it as, like, once per meal.
See, I'm not normal and healthy, so...
Are you like, one of those once, like, every 2 months kind of persons?
I'm not answering this question if you put online.
So, to that person who's listening, your boyfriend's just healthy and normal, like me, so he's doing something right.
What?
Don't.
Okay.
Hey, look, just because I called myself normal on my own show doesn't mean you have to knock that, too.
Wow.
Yeah. But, anywho, so that's our relationships topic of the day, I guess. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some coronavirus regulations and some newfound evidence. Stick around for so much more. Coming up next. Welcome back, boys, girls, flying squirrels, friends, cousins, and neighbors. We are back for segment two of the day, and as always, with me is one, our fearless leader, Kayla Thompson, the pizza-loving Jersey girl, hip-popping old lady, CEO herself.
Hey, I also like unsweet tea.
Okay, my bad, forgot. Oh, yeah, thank you for reminding me of that, because now that whenever you come over to record that, I'm going to have to keep a jug of unsweet tea in the fridge that I'm going to look at and scold, like... I know it's for you, but I'm going to look at it and give it the most, like, the worst look I could ever give anything.
If everything you open your fridge, you're just going to be like, this freaking Yankee.
Right. So, I don't know. Do you follow the Hodge twins?
Yeah, every now and again.
Did you see what they had posted this morning in regards to the George Floyd incident?
No, I haven't, and I'm suddenly scared.
So it's pretty much body cam footage from, like, the whole arrest.
Oh, yeah. I heard that the body cam footage was coming out. People were like, why wasn't this released sooner?
Right. You know, and I watched it this morning, and, you know, I watched the original video itself before, you know, all this had came out, and it was clear that George Floyd was resisting arrest. Like, there's no doubt about it. And I'm not saying that I condone any of the actions that the officer took, but George Floyd was resisting arrest.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
My thing is, once they had him in handcuffs, though, it was over. There was no need to continue to kneel on his neck.
Right, yeah.
And that's still from the original footage.
Right, there was no need for that. But, you know, when they first...
I'm not going to say whether he deserves to be in handcuffs or not. I mean, obviously, if he was resisting arrest, I do think that he, like... If he was, like, legitimately resisting arrest, I do think that he had to have been put in handcuffs, at least detained. Well, resisting arrest is a arrestable offense, but, like, at least detained to be questioned.
Right.
In handcuffs.
Yeah, you know. Oh, sorry.
Once he was in handcuffs, there was no need for physical force. If you do not settle down, once you are in handcuffs, you're supposed to put them in the back of the car. If you do not settle down in the back of the car and try to hurt themselves, then you're supposed to call... an EMT, and
I'm
supposed to come and sedate
the person. Right. You know, and my whole point there, you know, just, you know, for those who haven't gone out and watched the body cam footage, I highly encourage you to go watch it. You know, if you're still on the fence about everything, in my opinion, there's no place to pull the race card on anything. I mean, it was already revealed that it wasn't just white officers there to arrest George or to take George Floyd into custody, you know, and it obviously wasn't done to him because of his skin color.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't being arrested because of his skin color, is my point.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
So, I mean, yeah, I just saw that this morning.
Well, okay, I don't necessarily agree with that, actually. I agree with the fact that we don't know, and we can't call it racist until we know. Because I think that there could be a chance that he was arrested for his skin color. Do I think that that's likely? No. However, I think that there's a chance of it, and we can't completely discard it because we have no evidence to say that it's not that.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like the counterfeit $20 bill whole deal, you know, that should have been...
Honestly, the caution has even been called on that. I think it's more likely that racism was on the part of the cashier who called the cops on the counterfeit $20
you know,
bill.
And
I got counterfeit $20 bills, $50 bills all the time. And whenever I reported it, like whenever I caught it and reported it, I was always told, don't call the cops. You know, most of the time it just falls into regular people's hands because, like, the bank doesn't notice it or something along those lines, and it just happens. Like, they're not counterfeiting money. It just happens.
Yeah, you know.
Now, if he was throwing $100 bills around, counterfeit, like trying to buy $300 worth of counterfeit, like, bills, I'd be like, oh, okay, there's an issue.
Right.
But a $20 bill, nah, it just happens.
Yeah. You know, and it's funny, too, because in the body cam footage, you know, in the beginning, you see the cashier pointing them out to the officers, and it is very clear that the cashier is, like, just, like, pissed. He's super pissed that he got a $20 bill from three people, like, that just came in the store, and, like, you can just tell, like, he just isn't happy about it, and it was already escalated to that point, you know?
Yeah, I mean, no one's going to be happy about, like, no cashier is going to be happy about receiving a $20 bill, because that's something you have to explain when you go and cash out at the end of the day. And
right.
It just, like, takes you long to get home, but, like, still, calling in a cop and then was excessive.
Yeah, I feel like it, you know, like we've talked about before, it could have been handled a lot better, you know, but this body cam footage, in my opinion, sheds light on a bunch of the media fluff that's being put out there right now.
Yeah.
So, also, moving on, have you heard or looked into any of the coronavirus regulations that they're putting out, like for schools?
Yeah, a little bit. I've been told that we're going to have to wear a mask in school. I've also been told that, well, most of our classes are going online, but what's really making me mad is they're going to tell us, like, 3 days before we're supposed to start school on if we're supposed to be in classrooms. So all those kids that are trying to move.
Hold on, you cut out. Say that again.
So all those kids that are moving to San Marcos to go to school.
Uh-huh.
And, what's it called? And they're going to tell us three or four days before we start school whether we're going to be in class or not. And so some of those kids plan on staying home if we're online.
Right.
See, and what are we going to do with those?
Two of my classes got moved online. The other two are still in person. From my understanding,
I've not heard of classes. I'm waiting to see what's going to be in person and what's not.
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding, two of mine are online and two of mine are in person. I'm personally fine with that. You know, like I mentioned last time we talked about it, I don't agree with the whole walkway deal because I think that's just pointless. And even my friend Taylor Schroll even mentioned on my last episode, like, he was wondering about the same thing. If we're all walking in the same direction and someone who has corona, like, coughs, sneezes, does whatever, and the wind's blowing toward us, we're going to walk right into that, you know?
Yeah.
It's just one of those.
Even if we're wearing a mask, because you see all those kids vaping with those masks on, trying to prove that masks work, but all you see is the vapes go straight behind them.
Right.
I mean, I'm just like, yeah, that's going to protect me if I'm standing right behind you. Maybe if I'm standing in front of you having a conversation, but if I'm standing right behind you, no.
Right. And I really hate how much fluff has been put under this virus. Yes, it's a real thing. Yes, it should be taken seriously. But, you know, it shouldn't be like, how you say, let's, you know, freak out. For how many months has it been now since like March? We've been freaking out about this since March.
Yeah.
And there's really no reason to freak out, you know? It's just stay healthy. Wash your hands after you shit. Like, the basic stuff that you can do in your daily routines that will help, you know, fix a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and I also have thought, too, you know, where are we going to be in, like, 2 months from now? All right, actually, you know, what is it going to be like in November?
In November, it's going to be interesting because we're going to have that election going on and all those mail-in ballots. Also, I'm just saying, if they delay the production of, like, the next the next Fantastic Beasts movie, I'm going to shoot someone. Like, I'm going to go postal.
Well, I hope the producer's listening to the show right now, so he just heard your concerns about them slowing production down, because that would be a terrible thing for the show and for someone to get shot.
to be able to see a king's man on Valentine's Day. And then they're like, no, not Valentine's Day, not this time. And I was like, okay, reasonable. So then they pushed it back, and then they pushed it back, and then Corona hit, and then they're like, it happens when it happens.
You know what I got on Valentine's Day?
What?
A little stuffed dinosaur.
You know what I got on Valentine's Day?
What'd you get?
A breakup.
Oh, it's okay. Mine broke up a month after. But anyways, Corona.
It's Corona time.
It's Corona time.
Can we please edit that so when you say, okay, we're going to start talking about Corona, I just go, it's Corona time.
Is it bad that whenever you and I talk about our past relationships, it always ends up with like, it's okay, it ended. And then, like, there's that awkward silence for, like, 5 seconds, and then just, like, hysterical laughter between one of us.
Yeah.
Like,
it's because we both know we're never going to find love, and we're going to be alone for the rest of our lives, even if we're in a relationship.
Not with that attitude, you won't.
It's Corona time.
Yeah, it's Corona time. But, yeah, no, I think it's going to be interesting, you know, once the election goes through and all that other good stuff, you know, I think a lot of things are going to change around. You know, and yeah. And personally, I think by mid-September, we're already going to be seeing changes within the university and schools.
That is true. I don't know how I feel about that.
Because think about it. You know, they open up something, and then somebody gets a case. They're like, oh, no, somebody got a case. The recovery rate is what, like 98 point whatever percent?
That is true.
Okay. So
it's like 90, I think it's like 99.8 actually.
Yeah, 99.8, there was an 8 in there somewhere. 99.8%, let's just say that's our recovery rate, okay? And the majority of students that go to our school, I mean, would you consider them healthy?
I mean,
considering all binge drinking aside, like,
yeah, I was going to say, they do drink themselves to death. They probably have kidney failure by the time they're 25.
But realistically speaking, you know, it's a lot of young people in a small space. So, like, we're more likely to recover. I mean, anybody's more than likely to recover as long as you're healthy. Right, but my point of saying is, I wonder what's going to happen when, like, it reaches, like, 100 cases. And they're going to be like, oh, no, it's, like, spreading. And then they're probably going to, like, shut something down or shut down a certain walkway. I don't know what they're going to do, but I just am not for, you know, automatically going to, like, shut this down before it spreads, you know?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I definitely feel that.
But, you know, I guess we'll see what it is, and we'll always see the turning point booth in the quad. Hey, speaking of.
I'm telling you. Okay, we actually decided something. For my tabling, right?
Okay.
So we want to have a free speech ball, but, you know, everyone has to wear face covering. So I decided to have the brilliant idea, if I do say so myself, because I am bright and brilliant and gorgeous, obviously.
That's what the pizza tells you every night, doesn't it?
I am going to get a giant hamster ball, and I'm going to roll around, and I am going to be the free speech ball.
And I will be the one person to come and push you down the quad.
You know what? Do it. I don't want to go to class.
It's okay. He works for me.
I don't work for you.
No, I work for you, technically.
Technically.
But hey, speaking of finding people to work for us, so any of you out there that are listening or that are interested in creating content, writing blogs, or even just doing research for some of the shows, we're looking for content creators and potential people to be a part of our organization. You know what?
Editors, too. Editors get in on it, too.
Editors as well, because editing's a lot. But, hey, it is what it is. We got to start somewhere. But if you are interested, hit us up at Facebook at Probably Political, Instagram at Probably Political, and at Twitter at Prob Political. And just message us what you're interested in. We'll talk with you a little bit, see what you want to do, and go from there. So, yeah. We're not going to be posting as much content as we're used to due to some cuts that we had to make this past week. Is that a good way to say it? Cuts?
Yeah. There was a few. I mean, my show got cut for a little. My show's on a hiatus right now because moving and traveling and
right.
Othering.
But most of the shows that you have heard will probably not be in production anymore just due to that fact. You will still hear my show, and you will still hear the Kicking Back with Kayla show. And me and our fearless leader here might produce a show together as an extra source of content for y'all, because we have been so grateful for y'all, for y'all's listens and views and everything.
And we might possibly have two more shows starting up soon. So we'll see how that goes. We're trying to work out the details with school starting back up and everything. So we'll see.
Right. But also another side note, we are no longer posting on YouTube at the moment. You can find our shows at Spotify, at Probably Political, and you can find us at Anchor on Probably Political. You can donate what you can. Help us out, because we need better audio equipment now since we're not doing video.
Yep, that is true. Audio equipment is tough.
And we need, let's start a hopeless romantic fund.
Even though I invested all that money in video equipment.
We should start a hopeless romantic fund and, like, donate it to the Hopeless Romantics of Texas State around Valentine's Day. I don't know. Maybe that might be a future plan. Whatever.
Dude, we should start tabling for a podcast at Texas State.
We really could. But anywho, so that is our show today. I want to thank Ms. Kayla Thompson for coming on with me again today. She will probably be on the next few episodes just until we get the wheels right under us and keep on going. Again, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Probably Political, and Twitter at Prob Political, also at Anchor at Probably Political. So without further ado, I am Blaine Temez. That is Kayla Thompson, and we are done for the day. Thank you.